Welcome to Sinister Junk Mail.
Why did you sound like that?
I don't know. I was giving you room to make fun of me and you didn't. You failed.
You made fun of yourself.
I did. You didn't even need to. I took it.
Fucking
idiot.
Care
of it for both of us.
Perfect.
This is Kate Lissay.
It's Catherine Lissay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that when I'm being the dum-dum, it's Catherine.
Yeah.
Catherine Lissay.
And this is Susie Turner.
Susie Turner.
There you go. See, I was giving you that option too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So today we have an interview. I almost said tonight. Today. Depending on when you're listening, I guess. Yeah. Today we have an interview for you guys, our second one with Daniel Jackson.
Daniel Jackson.
He goes by or something?
Spirit Medium Daniel.
Yes, that's what he goes by. Spirit Medium Daniel. Yeah. He's an author. He wrote a book.
He's a psychic. He's a medium. He sees shit. And the book is called
The New Beginning, My Awakening as a Spirit Medium.
Yeah.
By Daniel Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for trading that off to me. That was fun. It was like a tag team.
Back again.
You're just coming in hot tonight with the awesome 90s music.
I know.
Who was that? Backstreet Boys?
No.
Yeah, back again. What was that song?
No, I'm quoting something different.
Oh, okay.
Tag team back again.
Right. I said tag team. I
forgot. The fuck?
I don't know. It's been a long day. All right. So we have this interview we are about to play for you guys.
So Daniel reached out to us, found us on Facebook, and offered up his time for us to, you know, interview him. And I'd like to say, like, we love just bringing different perspectives. We might not necessarily agree with all of them, which we don't.
Right. Nobody has to agree with everything that everyone else thinks.
But we do try to keep the interview pretty neutral because, I mean, in my opinion, he didn't ask for our opinion. So I don't feel like we should impose it.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the interview, Catherine and I will.
What did I do? I don't even deserve Catherine
fucking
tonight.
Just existing, and that's a problem.
I made cupcakes and everything. You don't even get one anymore.
What?
Take it back.
No.
Then you don't get one. I'm going to eat them both right in front of you.
Don't you fucking
really
dare.
Fast, so you can't get one.
You're such a whore. But yeah, we'll discuss our perspective and our outlook on a lot of the things we discuss, but we'll do it at the end of the show.
After the interview's
after the
over,
interview.
If you want to hear more of our thoughts about it, just continue listening.
Which, we'll obviously, right you need to.
Yeah. We have important things to say.
Always.
Yep.
Just ask everybody and anybody.
Well, I think that's it then.
Yeah.
And please enjoy this interview with Spirit Medium Daniel.
Ta-da!
All right. Daniel Jackson, welcome to our show. We're super excited to have you on your second interview.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd rather be number one because nobody wants to be a number two.
Well, unfortunately, you're number two. There's no taking this back.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how you got involved in spirit mediumship.
My name is Daniel Jackson. I go by Spirit Medium Daniel. I was born and raised in New Jersey, right across the river from Philadelphia. And then when I was 17 years old, my mom and I, my dad and I, we moved to Delaware. My dad got a really good job down there. And then I stayed in Delaware up until I was 55 years old. Up until then, 2 years ago, my wife and I moved out here to southern Arizona. I'm about 12 miles north of the Mexican border.
So you're real close to that good guac and tequila.
we have good guacamole everywhere around here, but still.
That's fair.
You can get really great tacos around here, but I still go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell's its own special. Yeah, right. You love Taco Bell.
I fucking love Taco Bell, but...
I know, right?
So we'll just get started with, obviously, we read your book. You talk about that you cross souls over.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, what is your most memorable experience with crossing a soul over?
Well, there was a time when I was first starting to cross them over, I was crossing them over one at a time. And I thought that's all that I could do until there was one evening when I went to bed and turned the lights out. And then I just saw all these people standing there. But it was like as though I was standing on top of a balcony looking down. And when I was looking down, I saw thousands of people standing there. And they were all just kind of walking around. There's no buildings. There's no trees or anything. I could see ground, but I could just see thousands of them walking around like a huge crowd, like at the end of a football game. You see them all on the field. That's how I saw them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of strange to see. But it just came over me to just say something to him. And I just said out loud, I said, hello, is there anybody here that wants to cross over? And then watch thousands of people stop talking to each other and look up was pretty amazing to see. And they all see me, and I said, hello, my name is Daniel. I'm here to cross you over. Does anyone want to cross over? And then they started coming towards me. And I said, just line up. And then it just kind of came out of my mouth. I didn't know where it came from, but it just came from me. It said, walk up to the light, move into the light, and pass through the light, and you shall be received into heaven as one of God's children, because God wants all of his children to go home. It's time to go home, children. And then I thought to myself, where the heck did that just come from?
Like it just kind of flowed through you?
Yes. And then I saw them coming up through me. And then there was flashes of light going off in my room, just like crazy, flashes of light around me. And they were all coming through. And then this went on for about 45 minutes. And then I would tell them more. I would say, tell the people behind you that they can cross over. Anyone can go. This is an open invitation. No one gets left behind. And they would just keep coming and coming. And then it finally kind of died down for a little bit. And I didn't see a lot of them around. And then I said, is there anyone else who wants to cross over? And then I heard this voice from, I don't know where it was coming from, but it said, you've crossed enough. And I said, no, I don't think so. I need to cross everyone as much as I can. And he said, no, you've crossed enough. You've already crossed over 6,000.
Jeez.
And I said, okay, well, let's see if we can get 6,000 more. Is there anyone else out there that wants to cross over? Come on, line up. And then I start seeing more people coming. And then I hear this voice, this man going, no, no. And then it changed from no, no to a sound that was like, no, no.
Ooh,
and I was like,
spooky.
Yeah. And I just said, come on, keep coming. Let's just go. Don't let anybody hold you back. I said, I know you see these red ones around you. Don't let them hold you back. Just come up into the light, move into the light, pass through the light. And that went on for about another 20 minutes. And then it just died down again. But at that point, I was just like, I was ready to go to sleep. So. Yeah, that was pretty memorable.
Why do you think those spirits were telling you no, and like, I guess it seemed like they were negative and getting angry about you crossing?
Yeah, because they have to, these negative energies that are there get energy from these other souls in order for them to survive. There is energy there, but negative energies need more energy than other regular energies.
Right.
Because if they don't collect this energy, then the feeling that overcomes them is the same thing that we feel as though when we are nauseated. So they need this energy all the time. Well, the negative ones need more than that. That's why they come into our realm so much and they get it from negative people. But they need these people there in order to collect this energy from them, because a lot of them are upset where they are because they looked at that light and didn't cross over, and or they're just miserable walking around, or some of them are just lost, but so they need to collect that energy from them, and they don't want them to leave. But I mean, there's always people going there, always other things going there. There's no such thing as a rainbow bridge or anything like that. There's animals there all the time.
That's interesting. So when you talk about like them seeing the light and like not going into it or something like that, can they do that at any point? Can they like go back and cross over at any point? Is there have to be like a specific situation?
They just don't always know to go into it. That's the thing.
I see.
There was that time when they passed away, and that everyone gets a personal light, but they always don't know or understand what that light is, or they are afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, people are afraid because they think they're going to be judged by God, or someone told them they're going to go to hell or something like that, or they just felt like they weren't good enough to go into that light, so they just don't.
Mm.
But they're sometimes scared of that light. I get it, you know?
Yeah, the unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, every day that you wake up in this world, you're walking into the unknown every single day.
And I don't like it.
You make plans to do things, but it doesn't always work out.
Oh, we know that, don't we?
Yeah, that could stop anytime soon. In your book, you spoke about going into the deep, dark realms of the earthbound spirit world.
Yeah.
What did you see when you went there?
I saw a spirit that we would consider being monsters.
Mm.
These were horrible, horrible looking beings. Now, I know from seeing as many spirit that I do, because I don't just see people. I see dogs, cats, horses, cows, fish, everything, but I see other beings from other worlds.
Mm.
So I have seen things that have horns and a tail. That doesn't mean they're torturing anybody. It just means that's what they look like, where they come from. But these beings that I saw look like monsters. And as soon as I went in, they knew my name right away. They knew who I was, and they asked me, why are you here, Daniel? And I said, I'm here to cross spirit over. And they said to me, oh, you're not going to get anybody from here. And I said, well, I'm here to try because God wants me to try. As soon as I said the word God, they said, well, we don't want to talk about him and all this stuff. So,
yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not here to talk about him. I'm just here to cross the moon. And they kept telling me, we want you to leave. I said, well, you can want me to leave, but I don't have to leave. Mm-hmm. I said, because I know none of you can touch me. And I said, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to try to cross as many over as I could. Now, the reason for that was not my guides wanted me to go there. And they said, we want you to cross spirit. But they were actually testing me because they wanted me to go in there and see how I deal with these beings. And I apparently did wonderfully because when I got back out of it, they let me know that if you can deal with them, you can deal with any person on the face of this earth.
Yeah, the no fear thing.
Yeah, no fear.
Yeah. Okay, so when you say you saw monsters, is it something, I guess, creatures from a different dimension, or is it just something like a human soul decides to like pass away and that's what we want to look like? Is that
sometimes that, I mean, these negative energies are pure energy. They can manipulate themselves to look like whatever they want. Sometimes they do that to me when I'm in my bedroom. I see them in front of me. I see this glowing red mist, and then I look, pay attention to it a little more, and then they come through, and then I see their face. And then I tell them to go away. And when they don't, they usually change their face and give me this monster look. And then I still tell them, you're not intimidating me.
So they're really trying to scare you.
Yeah, don't try to bother scaring me because I'm going to get my family here to mojo your ass out of here. So don't bother with it, you know?
Excellent.
It's hard to describe what they look like because there's nothing here on this earth that I know of that I have seen personally that could describe what I see. I mean, these things
are
just
horrible. You haven't seen
me
in the morning.
Oh, well, maybe that.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Just kidding. I'm joking.
Maybe you should shave your eyebrows and there we go. Yeah.
I know. I'm going to give it a shot.
So tell me about, well, I refer to it as the astral, whatever. How do you feel about the whole traditional heaven and hell concept?
Heaven is just another place. It's just another plane of existence. There is no such place as hell. Right. I do see horrible beings doing horrible things to some spirit, but it's not on fire, okay? Mm-hmm. No one is, they're not being tortured all the time. I went into somebody asked me to come to their house and take a look around because they had some strange things going on. They were turning this place into a bed and breakfast. And when I went there, as soon as I pulled up, I looked up into the top window and I saw this being in there and it was a horrible piece of crap. Mm-hmm. But when I walked into the house, we did this at night. As soon as I walked in, and they said, well, do you want us to turn the lights on? I said, no, I need to be able to see them better. When I did, I saw an old man, a man there named Richard. And Richard had a whole bunch of animals around him. He was a farmer, and he was still tending to all of his animals, horses, cows, pigs. I saw a raccoon. I saw a possum run past me, look up at me, and keep on running. So
this is my dream, by the way.
Is it awesome? And so it wasn't horrible there, but I mean, in that deeper, darker realm, there is some horribleness going on there. But even when I saw those monster-looking things, one of them was standing there, and I guess I don't know if it was a woman or a man, but there was like a smaller one standing behind it, like hiding behind its leg and peeking out and look at me like a child monster. Oh. So.
Hmm. That's interesting.
As far as like you're going to go to this place and there's going to be this one guy who's going to be in control of everybody and he's going to be torturing you and, you know, his name is Satan or the devil. No, there's no such place. No.
So, okay. So if obviously you're saying hell isn't real, then why do you think some of these souls are choosing to like essentially be monsters or like go into this like dark realm?
Is it enjoyable for them? Like, do they like to be low vibrating?
There are different reasons. Some of the reasons are somebody like a person here was convinced that they are not good enough to go anywhere, or they're just a piece of crap, or they believe they're a piece of crap, or God, or they think God is going to judge them, that type of thing. Or one of the most common ones is when you wake up out of your body and you have all the perfect memories of your lifetime, plus all your other lifetimes, because we've all been here many times. You're going to know that when you walk in that light, there's a possibility that, you might have to come back again. And maybe you don't want to. So sometimes they just stay here.
I see.
Yeah.
They don't want to. They don't want to do the whole.
They don't want to do another
learn
life
new
again.
Lessons thing.
Yeah, because when if you had like 26 or 28 lifetimes, you know, a lot of those lifetimes were very hard to get through. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to do that again. I had a little girl that lived in my house back in Delaware. Her name was Wendy. She was 8 years old, but she had the memories of all her previous lifetimes. She didn't want to cross back over.
Wow.
Okay.
So something I think in a book that we read, it talked about, I think it was Journey of Souls. They talked about having the choice to incarnate. Are you implying?
That's a lie.
That's what I was going to say. Are you implying that it's not a choice? Like you have to do it?
You have to do it if you haven't fulfilled your purpose. You can come back if you want to, if you already have fulfilled your purpose. But no, I know there's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of people writing all kinds of other bullshit because it's all bullshit. You go back home. And once you get back home, is there you go to a holding place because no one goes to heaven right away. And they let you know what you have and have not done. Okay. And the things that they wanted you to do and you just didn't do it because you used your free will too much and your ego bullshit. Right. And at that point, they will let you know if you have fulfilled your purpose or not, your soul's purpose.
Okay.
And then if you haven't done it, well, then you come back and you come back over and over and over again until you get it done. Yeah, it's like you have to punch your dance card enough times before you get your golden ticket from Willy Wonka so you can go home.
So talk to us about karma a little bit.
Karma is just you putting out negative energy, you getting it right back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's that simple.
Okay.
I always tell people we create our own storms, but we cry when it rains all the time. So in other words, when you're putting all this negative energy out and then you're wondering why you have all this negative energy going on in your life, well, hello, you're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect to be a piece of shit your entire life and have everything turn out wonderful.
Yeah.
But those kinds of people do. They think it's going to turn out wonderful.
Yeah, we know.
Never does.
So when you, I mean, I'm sure you've heard about like just people coming forward saying that their house is haunted or that there's demons, it's something's demonic because they've seen like a goat and like a monster looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, so it's just these like bad energy beings like feeding off of people's fear and maybe like feeding off of the fact that a good portion of the world believes that there's a hell is like.
No. And 9 times out of 10, you have a haunted house and you have all these shitty things inside your haunted house because 9 times out of 10, you're a piece of shit. Because you're walking around piecing the shit. And
you
then
hear that, Susie?
Yeah, you're being a piece of shit, too. These negative energies are going to follow you around and they're going to come into your home. And I mean, that's why I tell people don't go on the haunted walks or haunted houses and stuff like that. Because if you are a piece of shit, or if you had a bad day, or just as much as anything, if you are an alcoholic or if you have a drug problem, if you have depression, they like to, hook up with those types of people. Then you go to a haunted house that has a whole bunch of negative energies in there, and then you go home with something.
Yeah. You know what Kate loves to do? She loves going to hotels that are extremely haunted, and she's trying to get me to go with her now. So this sounds like a bad fucking idea.
Well, yeah, don't have depression and they won't follow you.
Well, you could be having a bad day, or as soon as you walk in, if you walk in with that sense of fear, you're automatically attracting them to you. You become a spiritual magnet.
So
interesting.
Do you think like people like who work with energy or I don't know, clairvoyance, whatever, that they can separate themselves from these spirits if they try to latch onto them?
The only way that you're going to separate yourself from spirit is by being a positive person.
Right. Yeah. You got to set your energy.
Well,
yeah.
Catherine, you're fucked.
I am very positive. Thank you very much.
Okay.
No other. Oh, so, like, I can't come to your house and make negative energies leave. No one can do that. Right. So anybody who's telling you,
interesting,
I'm going to charge you $500 and I'm going to come in and clear your house. They just got $500 from you and they didn't clear your fucking house. The only way that you can make negative energies go away is by putting positivity in that house. You know, put positive colors in there. Everyone has to be walking around all the time, in a good mood. I know that's hard to do, but you can't be walking around in your house all day screaming and yelling at your wife, screaming and yelling at your kids, kicking the dog, kicking the cat. You can't be doing that stuff and expect everything to be okay.
Right.
You have to have a positive life. You have to have a positive outlook on your life and the people around you.
Okay.
But no one can come do a clearing on you. I just did this festival like 2 weeks ago, and there was a lady there who said she was getting rid of demons, and I was laughing my fucking ass off.
Yeah. Also, how common is it for people to think that they have demons? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's a word that we've been institutionalized into knowing. Yeah, demons. Demons are not real. All negative energies are in it for themselves. They are not collectively with one guy, and he's bossing everybody around. That's just not the truth, because I know who Lucifer is. He's one of my archangels. He's one of my guides, and I know he's not the devil. So I see him daily, and he's okay, you know, but this is what's been brought to us by TV and movies, you know, and magazines and all that stuff, that these demons are following you around. But in the same way, people also believe, I saw something on Facebook, this guy on a picture of a motorcycle, guy on a motorcycle, and an angel was following behind him. No, that's not the truth. Regular people don't have angels with them, because you don't need an angel to go get a cup of fucking coffee.
So do you believe that everyone has their spirit guides with them at all times? Okay.
Everyone does have spirit guides. Yeah, we have spirit guides. You always have a man who's with you who helps you with more masculine decisions, and a female with more nurturing types of decisions. Hmm.
When it comes to CBD products, Sunday Scaries is one of my favorite go-to brands. They offer a range of different full-spectrum CBD products, including gummies, oils, candy, and even treats for your pet. My favorite is the unicorn jerky candy. It kind of reminds me of those rainbow sour candy belts that I used to eat when I was a kid. I'm a casual snacker when it comes to CBD products, and I typically only eat a little bit at a time. But I prefer CBD to alcohol, because alcohol tends to trigger terrible migraines for me. So when I want to relax or wind down at the end of a particularly stressful day, I go for CBD instead. I love the relaxing feeling it brings me, but I also like that I can stay clear-headed. If you're looking for a more immersive experience, you can go for the full recommended serving size. In my personal experience, Sunday Scaries is one of the highest quality products available on the market. I love the variety that they offer, and most of all, I love that their products tend to last me a very long time. Visit sinisterjunkmealpodcast.com/Sunday Scaries to try some of the most delicious full-spectrum CBD products for yourself. Use offer code SINISTER25 for 25% off your first order.
So earlier, when we were talking about, you know, people thinking they got demons following them around and all that, what do you think is going on when somebody believes they're possessed by a demon?
They're full of shit.
Do you think that it's like mental health issues every time?
Yeah, that's a mental health issue, because because demons cannot, a demon or other spirit, no such thing as demons, other spirit cannot possess people.
Okay.
Only one spirit, only one soul can be in a body at any time.
Okay.
Once yours is in there, there's no room for another one.
Right, right.
That's a bunch of bullshit. Right. There is no such thing as possession. There is no such thing as exorcism. It's all bullshit.
Right.
Okay.
I found that out when I was going through everything that I was going through. I even called an organization to see if I could get a priest over to my house to do an exorcism, because I was Catholic. They said they don't do that.
Yeah.
If they said they don't do that, then it's, again, it's made up.
Right. Very Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, because I was doing strange things, like I was putting salt down, and when I had that paranormal group come to the house, he gave me a bottle of water. I said, "What's that for?" He said, "It's holy water." You know what it is? It's water.
Yeah.
You know what the salt did? It made my room salty. That's all it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't use physical tools for energetic stuff.
Sage is not going to make negative energies go away, because they don't have a body. They don't have lungs, and they don't breathe. So they can't smell what you're burning.
Right.
People think, oh, this is going to make them go away. If it makes you feel good, great. And if it gives you an ability to put out that positive energy, great.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I think with any, like, as with anything, it's the intention behind it that's powerful rather than the actual substance or tool.
Mm-hmm. It's giving you the reason to put out these positive feelings, positive vibes out there.
So in your book, you talked about seeing other dimensions. Do you have an estimate on, like, how many other dimensions are out there?
No, I couldn't tell you. I see so many different, I just see them. I don't know where it's at or what's going on there. I just see people walking around. Some of the people I see walking around don't look like people. They look humanoid, but they're not human.
Right. So, like, what do you think about, like...
There's a hat man. Go ahead, sorry. He's from another dimension.
We've talked about the hat man,
Yeah.
So is there just one hat man? Is it like multiples of them?
Well, that hat man tells me that he is being paid by a group of people to come into our dimension.
Interesting.
To witness us, to see how we do it, how we are connecting with spirit, because they can't do that in their dimension.
Okay, so we did an episode on sleep paralysis a while ago. There's a lot of reports of people seeing the Hat Man during episodes of sleep paralysis.
Well, the Hat Man, again, he's from another dimension, so he's not spiritual.
Okay. Is he just popping in to observe then?
Yeah, he popped in on me the first time when I saw him 7 years ago. I went down to the basement to get my cat. And then when I looked at him, I said, come on, buddy. He looked at me, looked to his right-hand side, and I looked to my left. And I saw a wall of blackness appear in the middle of the floor, and then a man walked out of it. And it was this guy with a wide-rim hat and a long coat. I could see his nose and his chin, but I couldn't see his face.
He's got the trench coat, too. Damn.
Yeah.
And you were not asleep.
When I saw him, he was walking across the floor in perfect stride, but he didn't have any feet.
Oh, that's so strange. Yeah. We've heard about him floating before. Remember my friend, a friend of mine had something similar happen. She saw him like just hovering
above
the floor.
He's from another dimension in this dimension, so his body and the way that he moves around is going to be different because he's in a different place now.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Why do you think so many people have stated that they've seen him during a sleep paralysis
episode? Because that person has partially this ability. That's why he's coming.
Okay.
But he's coming to witness it, and he's trying to see how he can figure out what they're doing to take that smoking gun back to his people and say, hey, this is how they're doing it.
That's so interesting.
But I've had conversations with him. He knows that we can't teach this to them. He knows that, but he keeps coming back because he's getting paid.
That's so interesting. That would make sense why he's just like watching rather than doing anything.
He's observing.
Anything.
He wants to see how I do it. I caught a guy remote viewing me one time because he wants to see how I do it.
That's so crazy.
He was in Texas. He was remote viewing me, but he was using technology to do it.
So if I did
freaked him out.
If I did a reading on you, would you be able to sense it? Like my presence?
What do you mean? Your presence?
Like if I did a reading on your energy, like if I went into meditation and was like trying to do a reading on you, would you be able to like sense me reaching out to your energy?
You might want to be careful if you do that.
Is it going to scare me?
I mean, I can explain it to you if you want me to.
Susie's like, God, please. Yes.
No, okay. I want to hear it. Us. Go.
Okay. So, it's not going to scare you.
Yeah.
So when you wake up out of your body, you look down, you see your body, you go, I don't need that anymore. You take a step to the left, you look to the right, and you see a light that turns on. That's your personal light. Everybody gets one. You either walk in or you don't. It's that simple, okay? But there's always that other light that shines, that light that we talked about that spirit can go into. That's the light into heaven, that they can all see it, and they can all go towards it to go through it and go into heaven. But that's that light that shines all the time is an actual soul here in this world. Now, when people are talking around this world, you know, there's 7.5 billion of us, spirit can hear that because, you know, it's all around. It's like static on a TV set. You know, it just gets to be a lot. So they can actually tune that out. But with this one soul, they cannot tune it out because, again, they need to see it. They need to know where it's at. They need to be able to hear it. Okay. So because when you leave here, either one of you, you go home. And then if you have to return, you return again. Well, this soul doesn't go home. This soul was brought here when time began, and it came into a body, and then when that body expires, it goes into another body. It's automatically born for that reason. And it's me.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that.
The reason why it's me is because I was one of them. I'm a living, breathing, walking, talking archangel. So if you're going to try to connect to my energy, I'm telling you, you better be careful.
Yeah.
I don't know what could happen, but I know it's going to be.
Man.
I did, when I was with the group of women in my book, my guides came through to me and said they wanted me to sit with one of the women. I had to ask her if I could do this. I could sit across from her and close my eyes and clear out my mind and hold out my hands and for her to do the same thing and then for her to touch my hands. And they said, watch what happens. And when I said that to this woman, the other women in the room, because I was trying to be quiet about it, they said, are you getting ready to channel? And I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just doing what they told me to do. And when I did that, when she grabbed my hands, it looked like she got shocked with electricity. Every time I did it with somebody that I was told to do it with, it looked like they got shocked with electricity. Mm. I tried to do it with my sister one time because she has this ability somewhat, but she's a pretty shitty person. But when I did it with her, she went into convulsions and passed out.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Right. So, I mean, if you want to give it a try.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just asking if you'd feel me watching. You know what I mean? Like, do you, because you mentioned you caught
I'm asking
the guy
my guys,
you
they said
you.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel the energy. There was a time, one time I was in my truck and I was at the chiropractor's office and I got out of my truck. And as soon as I put my feet on the ground, I started getting sick. I could feel like my vibration under my feet. So I sat back in my truck again. It went away. And then I stood back down and I was still sick, but not as much. And then I kept doing it. So I got used to it. And what I was feeling was the energy of the entire world.
Oh,
so
wow.
One little energy trying to connect with me. Eh.
Yeah.
You're nothing.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just so insignificant.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, let me ask him something. No, it'd be okay if you tried.
Well, I wasn't saying I was going to. I just wanted to know if you could like always sense when people do it.
It was like hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an instance one time, maybe 8 months ago. I had two friends back in Delaware. They were husband and wife, and they had two kids. All of them had this ability.
Mm.
And they called me up and like a call with between the two of them, and they said there was this negative energy at their house. And I said, yeah, I know he's there. And he's there for you, Drew, not for your wife, but he's only there for you. And they both said, yeah, he's here for me. And I said, yeah. I said, this is a real piece of shit. He's a horrible one. I can actually see him right now. And he's looks like a man, a figure of a man. And he was just solid red. I mean, there was no glow about him, just like a red man.
Yeah.
So then later on that night, when I went to bed, when I turned out my lights and got in bed, I turned to my right and there he was. And he was there visiting me because he was pissed off at me because I was talking to my friend Drew, trying to help Drew to get this guy away from him.
Dang.
Can you sense anything that like around Kate and I right now since we're in her haunted ass house?
Yeah, there's a dog sitting next to, there's an actual dog sitting right next to Kate right now on her left hand side.
Cute.
Aww.
You jealous? What's next to Susie?
That's a weird name.
I am
they
jealous.
Named the dog Bashful because I guess the dog was very
cute.
Weird.
Bashful.
Yeah.
What about Susie? Does she have anything?
It's not there per se where it's going to be all around you all the time.
Right.
It's just there. Spirit come in and out all the time. They're not walking through walls. They're just walking. So they just come through. Right. They find somebody. Oh, I like this person. And then.
Oh, it likes me.
Yeah. But I mean, spirit do follow you around. Sometimes I was at a chiropractor back in Delaware and I was getting a massage. And after massage, I was getting dressed and there was this little girl walked in the room. But she was like 10 years old and she had blonde hair and she had a little dog with her. I think her name was Jackie or something like that. I can't remember. It's been so long. But when I went out of the room, I went back and I said, my wife's like, what took so long? And then I explained why. And then one of the receptionists said, what did you just say? And I said the girl's name. And I said, she's about 10 years old, 11 years old. She said, I had a best friend when I was a kid who got into a car accident and she died. She always wanted a dog. And her mom and dad said she could never have a dog. I said, well, she found this dog in spirit. And now it's with her all the time. But she stays here. And
that's
then I
sweet.
Said the name. And she said, that's her
so
fucking
sweet.
Name.
That's crazy.
But she's earthbound. So.
Yeah.
There's this one spirit that follows me around. She followed me from Delaware. She used to hang out in my house in Delaware. Her name is Mary. She kind of looks like Betty Boop. Mm. I see a lot of spirit all the time that look like cartoon figures because there are beings from other places. And she follows me here, and she keeps telling me she wants me to stay here, earthbound, to be with her. But I keep telling her I'm not going to do that. So
Yeah. Wow.
What do you think like draws them to a certain person? Is it just like their energy or is it
just
like, okay.
Like people like me who are mediums, why do you see so many spirit or why are you able to communicate with them? Because your light is brighter than other people's. That's all you have. Your energy is brighter and they pick up on that and spirit know that they can communicate with those who have the brighter lights.
It's interesting.
They see you. They see your body frame and they see your light inside of you. They don't see me. I look like a light bulb. Mm. That's what I look like, and they don't know what I am. So regular spirit, not negative ones, do walk up to me and touch me and pinch me and poke me all the time. They're trying to figure out what I am. And then when I feel it, I just go, I close my eyes, and then I can see them in front of me. And then I just tell them, okay, that's enough touching me. My name's Daniel. I'm here to cross you over. And then that's what I do.
How old were you when you realized that's what you were actually doing?
Not till I was 50.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've
seen
experiences when you were young. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I didn't know I was a medium. I didn't find out I found out I was an untrained medium right before I was turning 50.
Okay. you went through some training or anything like that when you did realize?
Not training by humans. I mean,
okay,
with those women that were in my book, yeah, they helped mm-hmm. me to develop it, but that was only for about a year. Everything else has been me. I don't need a mentor or anything like that. If I have a question, I ask spirit guides.
Okay. I remember you mentioning that, and I also vaguely remember you saying that this is going to be your last lifetime. When we talked on the phone, you said this is going to be your last lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Expand on that a little bit for us.
Yeah, I've been here since the beginning of time.
So who's going to take over?
Nobody.
Nobody?
No, this place is what's coming to happen? An end.
All right.
The world's coming to an end.
And what's that, what's after that then? Nothing?
Some of us will go home and some of us will start on new earth. It'll be a new place.
Okay.
Because we're fucking it up.
Yeah.
We fucked up the last place we were at. I think I told you we were at this other place when they did took a soil sample and they found this element within the soil that's only caused by a nuclear explosion. It's called Mars.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We inhabited it Mars. We were there for a gazillion years. We fucked that place up. And now we're here for a gazillion years. We're fucking this place up, but we're fucking it up. You know, we're at the end of the cycle for this place. Wow. We have another like 310 years left and then that's it.
Jeez.
That's why my book says 2332. That's why it doesn't say the end, because 2332 is the end.
Wow.
And also the new beginning. That's why the title is called The New Beginning. It's not about me. Mm. It's about everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
If you take 23 and the 32, if you take the 23, you add 2 and 3 together, you get 5. And you take the 32 and you add it together, and that makes 5. You add them together, it makes 10. And you turn it around, what do you get? 0, 1. So the end here is a new beginning somewhere else.
Wow.
I'm not a math fucking magician either. They just told me that. And then that's what I wrote down as being the end of the book, 2332. And it was after that when they told me that's the end.
Mm. Okay.
Something to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even... That's just a number for when it's going to come to the end. But we're not in, we don't have like a real set of time and years here, because we measure our time by the time that when Jesus was before he was here and after he was here. So,
yeah.
I mean, what did they do, you know, before Jesus was here? Did they call it BC? No, they didn't.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Right.
Yeah.
But this is how long they want you to believe that we've been here. We've been here a lot longer than that. They don't want you to know that, because if you knew the true story of what happened here, it would freak you to hell out. There was another race here, people. They weren't exactly people, and they brought us here to use us as slaves. And then there was two races, and they fought amongst each other. One wanted us to remain slaves, the other one didn't. And then they fought it out, and then eventually a lot of them died. They all left. They left us here, and here we are.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Neanderthals, right?
No, not Neanderthals. Mm. We didn't come from monkeys.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, all that Neanderthal stuff is a lie. We were here as we are now. We just human.
Right. No, I'm not saying we came from Neanderthals. There's like theory that they were a different race that we actually fought. Yeah,
no, there was no evolution.
Oh.
We were just brought here. We're just born here. Everyone. There's no Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve, whichever you prefer.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I think that pretty much covers most of our questions for tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on. It was super awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Like I tell everybody at the end of my show or any other time, be good and try not to do any stupid shit. But if you do, don't get caught.
Yeah,
we will try.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great
day. Talk to you later.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well.
That was interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
First things first, I'm the realist.
Why am I like this?
I love it.
I don't know. I'm great. It's great, though.
I'm great?
Yeah. Listen, I've been up for hours, and I only got like 4 hours of sleep last night, and my toddler's been screaming. You were here.
Dude.
You heard it, so I apologize if I got a little brain fog tonight.
I know Daniel said that possession isn't real.
She was on one tonight.
Okay. Can I just say?
Yeah, let's start there.
Before we get into our opinion, she's little. And so a lot of times, like, it's very, like, you have to, like, really listen hard to figure out what she's saying, right? And then Kate corrected her. And I'm not kidding. It was like hearing a 16-year-old, Mommy is so mean.
You are so mean.
I have never heard her so fucking clear And then, but yeah, no, I was like, so mean. I wasn't helping the situation because I'm like fucking cackling in the corner.
It's really hard not to. He made me laugh. Like, goddamn. She was crazy though.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the first thing I want to bring up is blanket statement is I respect everyone's opinions. And I think if you've listened to the show,
not everyone's, okay, but like people who are well-intentioned.
Yeah. Mm. And I think if you've listened to the show long enough, you know that like we really like just all we ask is people to be like fucking try to be a good person.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't care if you don't believe in God. I don't care if you don't believe in hell, heaven.
We don't give a fuck.
We just don't.
It doesn't matter. Do what you like as long as you're being not a piece of shit to the rest of the world.
Right. So that's my first statement.
Yes.
Okay. So I think the first thing that I would like to discuss in this meeting.
In this meeting?
No. Was when Daniel mentioned people that were being haunted.
Yeah. I think what he said is 9 times out of 10, people who are being haunted by a bunch of negative shit are just shitty people or shitheads or something like that.
Yeah. I think it was like shitty people.
Yeah.
So I disagree with this.
Samesies.
Do I think that that's the case sometimes?
Absolutely.
Probably. Yeah. There's bad fucking people. And I think negative attracts negative. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you could be attracting these things. One, because you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you. It's literally like the place you're in.
Mm-hmm.
The house you moved in. Something bad happened there fucking 50 years ago. And you're not a bad person.
There's already bad energy there.
Right. Yeah. You walked into a place that someone got murdered. Or you have nothing, no control over this. But I also think the other side of it is depression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people with depression are shitty people. And no, like
mental illness does not make you a bad or shitty person. And I do think, like you're saying, a lot of people with mental illnesses, I think, do like have issue or more issues with this kind of stuff sometimes.
Oh,
speaking personally as somebody with a mental illness,
right,
you know?
And so a lot of my like creepier or like crazier shit, like, and I don't think some of the things that were haunting me back, it was what, 2018 when my mom passed away,
right.
And I don't think some of the things that were haunting us were really that great.
No.
Even things that like my 2 or 3 year old was saying,
right,
it was like not good.
Yeah.
Red face grandma screaming in the corner and there's fire around her.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I'm getting goosebumps. But
I
like,
know.
It was like the like horrific screams of like my 2 or 3 year old, like pointing and like freaking the fuck out.
Right.
And like, it was just like back then it was like, you could tell it wasn't a good presence. Like you can feel it.
Yeah.
But I also think, in my personal opinion, I might be a shitty person in some aspects, but I don't think overall I'm a shitty person.
I don't think you are. No, I mean, you actively try to be better in society, like to not be a shit person to other people. You're kind to people, like
for the most part,
unless they're dickheads to you. And like, I relate to that heavily. I'm very nice until you're not nice to me. And then that's it for me.
And then I snap. Yes. But I think in 2018, when my mom passed away, like I for sure think I might have sunk into a depression.
Right.
And I think that's when shit started popping off.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I feel like firsthand experience, like I experienced some shit that wasn't great.
Right.
But I also don't think that like what I was dealing with was because I was a shitty person.
Absolutely
I was
not.
Just dealing with a lot of emotions
and
emotions, sadness.
I think, I think heavy, extreme emotions just can be really triggering too. You
know?
I agree. I don't think that you have to be a shitty person to have shitty things, you know, latch onto you sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's also one of those things about just being a human.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with being a human, one, we have different opinions, but two, everyone's going to process or
interpret
things differently.
Yep.
So you just don't know.
Completely agree. I mean, that's the same thing with readings and stuff like psychics, clairvoyance, any like decent, good psychic who really is trying hard to like do the best they can with that is probably going to tell you that what they see is open to interpretation. And just because they see this thing, they're deciphering it, and everybody deciphers things differently.
Yep.
Our judgment can be flawed. Depending on even stuff we're going through at that point in our life can alter our perspective on things, you know?
So I know this one clairvoyant, she's insignificant. And
she is such an idiot.
I asked you to do a reading for me last summer.
Yeah.
And it was about a situation that, you know, you knew about. And so I think when you did the reading, you might have taken the situation that you obviously knew about and applied it to what you were seeing.
Right. Because it's hard to stay neutral when you know the person and you know their life.
Yep.
Of course.
And so, you know, months later, we were like, well, that didn't come true, whatever. And then January fucking popped up.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, we went back and reread it.
Mm-hmm.
Your timeline even was so fucking on point.
Yeah.
The only problem was, is we thought it was for a different situation. Yeah,
applying to something else.
Yeah.
I think so too, because what I always do first in a reading is explain what I'm seeing and how it comes across. Not what I think it is, but what I'm seeing.
Yep.
And then after that, I go, I think maybe this is referencing this or this, you know?
Yep.
Especially with you, because we were trying to figure out that situation together.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would have expressed it the same way to somebody else that I didn't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
But the stuff that I saw that I told you about, like dates, all of that.
Yeah.
Like you just said, it was like right on. But except for my interpretation with that was a little bit flawed.
But that's the human brain.
Exactly.
I think that what you were being shown by mm-hmm. spirit guides was fucking dead ass accurate. Mm-hmm. But then our fucked up human brain goes, well, this is how it must be.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? That's everybody.
I mean, I did the same thing
mm-hmm.
even while reading like the initial thing. I was like, oh, I know what this is. Yep. Oh, I know.
Yep.
And so and then it didn't come true, obviously. Yeah. And we were like, oh, OK, whatever.
Maybe we were just misread that whole situation. Yeah. That reminds me, too, because my friend Christine, who will be on with us in a few weeks,
which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. So she's an awesome clairvoyant psychic medium. I already talked about her. I couldn't say enough good things, but I get a month ahead reading from her every month where she breaks down each week and she tells me what she sees mm-hmm. and any other messages that like come forward. But I always think when I'm listening to it initially that I know what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course I know what that is. And then I'll come back every week and I'll listen after the week has passed. And I go, holy shit, she was right on, but it maybe wasn't exactly what I thought it meant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's just like how it works sometimes. We are not all knowing or all powerful. No human is.
No.
Yeah. No, we're not, because
the human brain is flawed. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sure, like, as we've talked about in other episodes about mm-hmm. reincarnation, do I think that like spirit us is probably more wise than human us? Fuck.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we get into the human brain, we really do like lose some brain cells.
Yeah.
A lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think partially it's because as a human, like you are flawed.
Yeah.
You have a bias no matter, even when you try to be impartial, there's mm-hmm. no fucking way.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah. I totally agree. So I think one of the other things that I wanted to touch on that, you know, we had talked about a little bit was the angels thing, how, you know, he mentioned that not everybody has angels watching them or looking out for them or whatever. I disagree with that. I think that we all have guides, and I think it's a mix of spirit guides that have incarnated as humans and angels. I think mm-hmm. everybody has that. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I really
but you
am
don't
not.
Feel like you have the prerogative to say, no, that's not true.
Right.
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 Yeah.
I think with a lot of this stuff, I don't know.
Mm.
And I think that I'm also way more behind in learning about this than you are. So like 100%, I think that you're more set in your beliefs.
You know that I'm not. Like,
really?
Yeah, because once you start doing this sort of stuff, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know anything. And there's
That's
much
fair.
More to learn. And even the stuff we do talk about that we both say we believe this, we both always go, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows, really? This is what I believe. But if some other piece of information comes into my awareness that changes that belief, I'm open to that.
Yeah.
And I think that is really important when you do stuff like this, because closed-mindedness is like the enemy of spiritual work.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like for me, when I hear something new, I like let it sit. And mm-hmm. if it feels good, then sure. If I don't like it, then whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
if it resonates with you. Incorporate it.
Yep.
And if it doesn't, discard.
Yeah.
That's your right. And that's the free will that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the only other thing that I wanted to mention, and mostly because this has been taught to me and it just feels mostly right to me, that I don't know if I could say that everybody is capable of like becoming a psychic or learning to be, but I have been taught, and I do believe on some level that we are all born with the capability of using our psychic senses. Maybe some people are born naturally more inclined to use them and already or have a head start. But I do think that anybody who wants to learn to do it can learn to do it. We all have those senses, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, all day long, like when you're getting random thoughts that pop into your head and reminding you to do something, maybe it's not always your own voice talking to you. If you're hearing your guides, that's clairaudience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
people use it all the time without realizing.
Hmm, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I see what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. I kind of disagree with you because obviously I'm right. You're wrong.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
No, but I think that not everybody, I agree with you on that aspect of like, okay, I do believe that like the random thoughts that pop into your head that are beneficial, not just like, I want to
Or like saved your life in some way or even like, you know, set you on a better path that day.
Or how many times have you gone, oh, I haven't texted her, and you reach out to somebody and they're in like a life crisis.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't have thought to reach out to her.
Yeah.
Except randomly I was like, text her. Yeah. So I do believe that that is like your spirit guides and someone kind of tapping on the shoulder, kind of like nudging you in the right direction. Right. However, I don't know if I believe that everybody has the ability to have psychic abilities.
I mean, that's why I started with that caveat, because I do think that some people who lack empathy or like are not super compassionate people, maybe one wouldn't have much of an interest in even trying. But even if they did, they might have trouble because they are not in tune with other people, you know?
Yeah. And I guess if you look at it too, as like everybody, it depends on, I guess there's like a scale, right? Mm-hmm. And like, if you look at it as people feeling like their intuition and their gut feelings, everybody fucking gets it, which is technically someone also tapping us on the shoulder going like, don't do it. Like, there's a bad feeling.
Some people are not able to listen to it.
It's true.
That's what we see, I think, with a lot of, even with like narcissists who set fire to their own lives, you know, and then they go, oh, it was because of everything else and everyone else.
Yeah.
And they can't look inward.
Right.
I think that's like, if you can't look inward, you can't develop these things very well. You can't grow. Does that make sense?
It does. So in my opinion, I think people that have like the psychic ability and like clairvoyance, I think it's honestly people that probably have lived quite a few lives and are a little bit more maybe advanced in the spiritual realm that come down here in the advancement. You're more advanced, except in your case.
You're just so awful.
But I really do think that that's, in my opinion, that's
I could see that. I mean, and again, if you found out other evidence that made you think a different way, you're okay with thinking a different way.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Think that's what matters the most in all of it, you know?
Yeah. I think both of us have that ability to go like, we won't know until we're dead. And I also realize that humans are really fucking stupid.
Yeah, they are.
To include us.
Yeah. And we all are. We're all dum-dums.
Yeah. And so like, how are we to say or be that firm on really anything?
Yeah. We all constantly get in our own ways. Like we all think we know stuff that we don't fully know or understand. Right. I think that like with psychic abilities or development, it reminds me a lot of like research and science, because like researchers, scientists, the more they discover, the more they realize how much more shit there is to discover.
Which is terrifying at the same time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. But overall, we enjoyed the interview. We hope you did, too. It was, you know, food for thought.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, and no matter what, like, I think it's interesting to hear other people's perspectives, especially as people that are, like, so firm in their beliefs.
Yeah.
Whether we agree or disagree with beliefs, I am always down to hear people's perspectives.
Yeah.
Because I think that even makes it where, no matter what, you learn other people's perspectives. But I think it also tells you where you stand.
Yes.
When people are like, this is it. And then all of a sudden your brain's going, no?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also think that, like, one thing that kind of stuck to me just thinking about it right now during that interview was, I really don't believe that any one person on this earth is more or less special to God or the angels or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that everyone, you know, matters.
Right.
And everyone has their job to do here and everyone has their purpose. And I don't think that just like the angels are only going to give time to some people and not others. Like, I really just don't believe that. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
And it's fine if people don't agree with me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, with that, what are we doing next week?
Next week, I'm going to scare the fuck out of all
of
you. Yeah.
Love
it. So next week, we're talking about frogging.
PH frogging.
Yeah. So in case you are unaware, frogging is where a stranger lives in your house with you living there and you don't know about it. You didn't give them permission.
In your walls, in your attics, in rooms.
Crawl spaces.
Yep, anywhere that you don't venture into.
Yep. There's been, I'll be talking about some stories of even attic spaces or there's been like just small little spaces that like they figured out that no one goes to. Or my personal favorite one guy was living in this girl's closet.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that one.
So it's extremely terrifying. And yeah, it's been getting more publicized now, but apparently it's been going on for a fuck ton of years.
Sure it has been.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like frogging is more of like a newer phrase for it. But no, it's been it's been going on and it's horrifying.
I cannot wait. Yeah. I'm very excited. That's going to be a fun episode.
I think so. And I think my favorite part of it all is so many people like that I was reading all like their personal accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, my house is haunted.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was a person.
Yeah.
And it was a, I would rather a fucking ghost.
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah. Because to me, if you are a human being living in my house without being invited, you're sneaking around, watching me through holes, you're so unhinged. I'm out. Like so I would rather be haunted by like 10 different ghosts.
Yeah.
Let's just chill.
Completely agree. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be good.
I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to email us, you know where to reach us by now, probably.
No.
You can email us at sinisterjunkmailpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you want to like, comment, follow us, you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at sinisterjunkmailpodcast.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.